In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another episode of our program In Search of Piety. Topic of today's episode is heavier than Uhud. What is heavier than Uhud? What are we referring to? Is this a particular account? Is this statement related to a personality? Insha'Allah, we will reveal all during today's episode. But before we go into some more accounts or some details regarding another famous companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following our routine, I'd like to share with you a narration which expresses the importance of sending Salat ala Nabi, a prayer of blessings, Durud Sharif, in favor of the best in creation, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It is reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that the one who sends blessings upon him 200 times on Friday, then 200 years worth of sins are forgiven for him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that sending or expressing a prayer of blessings for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this case, or according to this narration on a Friday, is a means for sins to be forgiven from one's life. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we not only are we able to do this deed, especially being a Friday and Friday being a preferred day for this deed, we also attain acceptance of this deed and sins are forgiven. Sins pile up without us realizing, moment to moment, day to day, week to week, without realizing intentionally, unintentionally, there are acts of disobedience, moments of transgression, and we in our weakness and in our heedlessness, we either ignore the effects of sin or we continue to overlook and think of this as being a part of our normal behavior. This is not normal behavior. This is behavior that can lead to or that can incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never belittle sin. And one way for us to have our sins erased is Salat ala Nabi, a prayer of blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In today's episode, I would like to focus on the life of a very famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was known for his insight, for his knowledge, one of the very early Muslims. He was known for his scholarly status, his closeness to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or rather the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He had certain permissions which other companions did not have. Glad tidings were mentioned about him that were unique to him, specific to him. I speak of the great scholarly companion Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala and some aspects of his life I would like to share with you. But before I do that, before I mention some of those points or elaborate on some of those points, another quote of the Tasawwuf mentioned by Hafiz Abu Nu'aym is as follows, that observing the truth while protecting oaths and religious laws is the essence of the Tasawwuf. So when we talk about self-purification or this path of the Tasawwuf, this path of asceticism, it involves constantly being in a state of awareness regarding the truth. And when one upholds the truth or is a representative of the truth, he will always protect his oaths with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will always be a protector of the guidelines of the Sharia, the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hududullah. Such a person will never transgress those boundaries and will be someone who protects those boundaries. Meaning, when those boundaries are crossed, those limits are crossed, he will be one who will take action to protect them, whether that is through his preaching, through his supplication, through any other action of wisdom. A person who walks upon the path of the tasawwuf will never turn a blind eye to the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being transgressed. And this is the essence of Islam, that we are people who not only observe the obligations of Islam, we have a responsibility of protecting and preserving the true message and the true teachings of Islam. Coming back to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an, it is reported about him, or it is reported that once a man came to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, who was Amirul Mu'mineen at the time, and he said, I have come to you with a complaint. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an asked him regarding this complaint, and the man said that I've come to you to complain about someone who dictates the Quran. Now this was a very serious matter. The man said that the person that I'm complaining about, he dictates the Quran from his memory. He tells others about the Quran from his memory. And this was considered to be a very sensitive matter, because during that time, and especially the completion of this element was during the time of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anh, the preservation of the Quran itself was a very sensitive aspect of the religion. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh was vigilant regarding dictation of the Quran. When Sayyidina Umar heard this, he said to the man, shame on you, do you know what you're saying? And the man said that, yes, I know what I'm complaining about. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anh asked him to reveal the person that was doing this. And the man said, it is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anh. On hearing this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anh, he said that there is no one more deserving, no one who has more right to do this than Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. So first there was concern, the complaint was raised about dictating the Quran from memory. This point was considered serious by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, but when it was revealed that it was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an who was doing this, Sayyidina Umar, his response was completely different. And he expressed that if anyone deserved to do so, if anyone had the right to do so, if anyone was qualified to do so, it was Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. And the account or the narration does not end here. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an elaborated on his position and he said, let me tell you a hadith. And then he described a situation from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The overview or the summary being this, that he mentioned that he was once with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the home of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And the indication was that there were other companions present. Discussions continued until late into the night. He mentioned how he left with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He said, we were to the right and left of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam until we approached the masjid. When we approached the masjid, we found a man who was reciting the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stopped. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, he said, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, have you stopped to listen to the recitation of this man? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated to him that he should remain silent. After reciting the Quran, this man then he prayed, he bowed, he prostrated, and he raised his hands in supplication. He sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, ask and you will be given. He was addressing or referring to that man. Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and other companions were witnessing this radiallahu anhum. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever would like to recite the Quran the way it was revealed, he should recite it the way Abdullah bin Mas'ud recites it, radiallahu anh. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh said that until that point, We did not know that the man reciting Quran and praying and supplicating in the masjid, for whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped, and for whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ask and you will be given." He said, "We didn't know until that point that that was Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud." When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam revealed his name, that's when we realized it was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an. And he said, "The next morning I went to him to give him this good news." What good news would he give him? That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said those words regarding him, that he should ask and he will be given. He said, "I went to him, I approached him in the morning to give him the good news." And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has already given the glad tidings to me. And Sayyidina Umar said this, he expressed that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu always excels or always is ahead of me in terms of good actions or good deeds. So this was the revelation of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding the rank and excellence and acceptance of the great companion Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those lucky companions who had directly learnt the Quran from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In fact, it is reported about him that he memorized 70 chapters of the Quran directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Although it's not specified in this particular narration which chapters were learnt, but the assumption is that among the 70 were many of the longer chapters of the Quran. Memorizing or learning the Quran directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is also an indication of his insight and his understanding of the scripture, his understanding of the Quran itself. The fact that he is directly taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it is no surprise that he later during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it became clear to the companions that he was a man of great insight and scholarly stature. In fact, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu expressed that he memorized these chapters of the Quran from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit, another radiallahu anhu, another scholarly companion, was only a boy, was only very young. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu expressing that in the very early days of Islam, he was blessed with this direct interaction with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding learning the Quran itself. A very famous account that is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and affected or influenced him in terms of eventually embracing Islam is now mentioned. He radiallahu anhu describes the account and he says, "I was a young boy and I would look after the sheep of Uqba bin Abi Mu'it. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he was accompanied by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, 'Oh boy, give us milk.' And he said, 'I said, these she-goats, they don't belong to me. They belong to my master.' So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed, 'Bring a she-goat that is not yet giving milk.' And when he did so, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed hand upon her udder. And with his supplication, miraculously, it became full of milk and it gave milk. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu drank to his fill. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank. And he was affected by this miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he says that I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach me these words, meaning teach me what he had brought or what he expressed. And later he would be blessed with the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he would have the opportunity of learning 70 chapters or memorizing 70 chapters of the Quran directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would say that regarding these 70 chapters, no one could compete with me. Meaning I had learned them in such a way from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that I was confident in my understanding and I could rival anyone in terms of these 70 chapters of the Quran. Some special qualities of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and who mentioned by Hafiz Abu Nu'aym, one being that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had granted him permission to come into his presence freely, meaning he was granted permission to lift the veil and come into the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, to listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, until I don't say, I don't stop you from doing so, you have permission to come in, to raise the veil and to come and listen to my speech. He was also known to be sahibul wisada wa siwak. And this statement was something that was repeated by one of the companions. It is reported by Sayyidina Al-Qamah radiallahu ta'ala an that once I went to Sham, to Syria, and I sat in the majlis of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked me, where have you come from? I said that I've come from Kufa. And he replied by saying, did you not find Sahibul Wisada wa Siwak there? Meaning, did you not find the one, the possessor of the pillow and the miswak, the tooth stick there? Meaning Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an, as he had this role among the companions that he would carry the blessed pillow that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use. He would carry the miswak. I say miswak for understanding, the siwak that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use. He was also described as sahibun na'lain. He would carry the blessed sandals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This was the honor and the closeness that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an had. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an was one of the very early Muslims. In fact, some traditions mention that he was the sixth believer to embrace Islam. And he was known for his closeness. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an was known for his closeness, or the fact that the Sahaba collectively believed that he had a great rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala and said that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were given the honor or who were blessed with memorization of the Quran, among them, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and is one of them. And these companions will be the closest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. So he acknowledged the fact that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an would be one of those companions who would have a certain closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to the fact that he was among those who had memorized the Quran. And in another narration, it is mentioned, regarding this statement, heavier than Uhud, this is actually linked to an incident involving Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the incident was such that he once climbed a tree to break some branches to be used for as a miswak or siwak for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And there was a breeze and his lower garment, it revealed his calves or the lower part of his legs. And he was a very lean man. He was very thin and very lean. And when some of the companions, they saw how thin his calves were, it made them smile or it made them laugh, meaning they responded to his physical condition. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam saw the response of some of the companions, he said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or by the one who is in control of my life, these, meaning his legs, his calves, will be heavier than Uhud on the scales on the Day of Judgment. So this was the expression of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to express the excellence of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, that he was not a normal companion. Allah subhanahu ta'ala had blessed him with honor and Allah subhanahu ta'ala had blessed him with excellence among the excellent people of that era, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud. He said that I did not find anyone more guided and more and adhering to the sunnah more than Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an. And in this narration he also mentions that among those who had memorized the Quran among the Sahaba, from the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, according to Sayyidina Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala an, among those Huffaz Sahaba, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in his opinion, was considered to be the one who had the greatest rank in the court of Allah subhanahu ta'ala, or one who will have this greatest rank of closeness, nearness on the Day of Judgment. So it has been expressed how Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had learnt the Qur'an from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his love for the Qur'an. We have already reminded of his love for the worship of Allah subhanahu ta'ala, how he was in the masjid on his own, praying, reciting Qur'an, supplicating, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu ta'ala. All these traits are traits of piety. And he's doing this on his own, away from people, to eliminate the possibility of ostentation. And it happened to be the case that the more he is hiding himself, Allah subhanahu ta'ala raises him even more. Little did he know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was witnessing these actions of devotion and was confirming and giving glad tidings to him. The fact that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was considered to be mustajabu da'wat, his supplications were considered accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he pray for? On one occasion, according to one tradition, a dua of his that he expressed, he said, "O Allah, I ask you for complete faith, for the lasting favors or the lasting blessings," referring to the blessings of the hereafter, "for a coolness of the eyes that will not end, for heaven, for being near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise." And this is a dua that alhamdulillah is a routine supplication of our honorable Shaykh Abu Bilal Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, that part of our daily reading and part of our supplications within this beautiful organization of Dawat-e-Islami, a famous supplication is that we ask for the nearness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. And this is actually a sunnah of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. In this case, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, who particularly, specifically expressed this supplication. Not only do we learn from the character traits of the noble companions, we also learn from their preferences in supplication. What did they pray for? How would they show their devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions narration, a hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every prophet had seven companions or seven viziers, and I was given 14. And then he named them Sayyidina Hamza, Sayyidina Ja'far, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, Hussein, Abu Bakr, Umar, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abu Dhar, Miqdad, Huzaifa, Ammar, Salman, and Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an was one of the 14 companions specified by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as being one of his special close companions, or the equivalent of the viziers of other prophets who had seven, who often had seven in their company. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn from the life of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala and from his devotion we are inspired to recite the Qur'an, to pray wholeheartedly, to supplicate with sincerity, and thus attain piety in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our good intentions and our endeavors. Ameen bi jahi nabiyyi al-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.